Yeah, Monday morning. Yeah, we live and direct. Morning drip. How y'all doing out there on this Monday morning?
Good.
March 22nd. We live and direct in the studio. I hope y'all making it to y'all destination.
Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', diamonds on my wrist, they trippin'.
Give me a little stunt to remember. Tryna make love in a sprinter. Could you drop a nigga like Kimber? Looking like a right stripe on Tinder. Shit on these hoes. Let up my wrist on these hoes. Now I look down on these bitches. I feel like I'm on stilts on these hoes. But fuck your baby daddy right now. And the maid got cake by the pound. Go down, eat it up, don't drown. Making cheese in a bowl, how it sound? I got that gushy, yeah that's a fact, but I never been pussy. I've been that bitch with pajamas with footies. One MVP and I'm still a rookie, like whoop. I gotta work on my anger. Might kill a bitch with my fingers. I gotta stay out of Gucci. I'm finna run out of hangers. Is she a stripper, a rapper, a singer? I'm busting blacks in her belly, my tigger. Right through your hood, like bitch, I'm the mayor. You not my bitch, then bitch, what? Came through drippin', came through drippin', came through drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Came through drippin', drip, drip. Came through drippin', drip, drip. Came through drippin', drip, drip. Diamonds on my wrist, they trippin'. Bitch, who a thot ain't trickin'. Put her on her knee, make her lick it. Protect on my wrist and it glistenin'. The bitch got mad, I dissed her. Shout out, you ain't nothing to a rich nigga. I put a check on a bitch nigga. Fuck your whole set and your clip nigga. Got a gang full of dud, it's a broke nigga. Diamonds on me, what's the price? I'm not getting involved with the hype. I'm too rich to get into a fight. 50 rack got my jeans fitting tight. Fitted price and them boy come and wipe ya. We had to dispose of the dice. Yo, we trap every week, every night. Where my movie too smooth, no indictment. Yeah, figures all lightning. 57.90 in this biting. When I got a meal, I got excited. For the cash, I'ma turn to Michael Myers. But guess keep dripping, dropping. My wrist all liquid, watch it. Told a bitch, jump on my dick and pop it. Yeah, get a little bit to deposit.
Came through drippin', drip, drip. Came through drippin', drip, drip. Came through drippin', drip, drip. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Bitch, who a thot ain't trickin'. Put her on the knee, make her lick it. Protect on my wrist and it glistenin'. Bitch got mad, I just
came through drippin', drippin'. I ain't never slippin', I'm a fan, fan. Fuckin' with a quarter million, nigga, what a feelin'. What the mission, nigga, they be tellin' off a squillin'. Flash, took a bit to Piccadilly, water in my ear, give a nigga wet willy. Came through drippin', feelin'. Fuckin' with the bag, tryna get my niggas all a million. Packin' to the ceiling, shootin' the civilian. Under one dealin', I can make a killin'. Bad, can you smell it when I back feelin'? Flash, nigga, throw it up, don't care about your feelin'. Who what the deal, what you wearin', I be drippin'. Got ripped, can't sit a nigga, can't grip it. The bitch got thick, so I guess she ate jiffy. If she leave with me, I'ma fly back to the city. Show.
Go get the back on the day off. Racks. Go get the rings out the playoffs. Rings. Tossing the beat is a bake-off. Packs. Fuck on a dish, she get laid off.
Slash.
Big boy twos, Mako. Big boy, made a bit down with the Draco.
Dance.
Walking with the G, that queso. That's Huncho, fuck the Rodeo.
Huncho.
Private jet, we don't do layover.
Whew.
One call, I'm having your bay over.
Brrr.
Walk out the spot with the makeover.
Whew.
Got a addicted to pay over.
Addicted.
Hey.
Came through drippin', drip, drip. Came through drippin', drip, drip. Came through drippin',
drip,
drip. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'. Came through drippin', came through drippin', came through drippin', diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Came through drippin', came through drippin', came through drippin', diamonds on my wrist, they
trippin'.
Came through drippin', came through drippin', came through drippin', diamonds on my wrist, they trippin'.
Top of the morning, morning drip, Monday morning, March 22nd, 2021. Do I got my co-host in the show this morning? So I'm on solo this morning. Okay, so I need to know if this show being broadcasted so I can hear it now. Let me see how this live tap in going. We still having this, you know, I'm on the road this morning. I'm in vacation mode this morning. So now I'm working off the phone. I definitely don't have a computer this morning. I'm trying to figure out why I was had to listen to that whole four-minute song. You feel me? And I suppose you'd be in the studio, I would have cut in. Damn, so that's what I was trying to do here, sit here with this other phone here so you could disseminate some information to you guys. Brother Jabbar, I was waiting on Brother Jabbar to see if we was both linked in. See what happened here. Let's see. I don't know why my boy is doing this. Let's try this. Okay, bro. Call in on the other one then, so I can snatch you in on the guest line then. I see how that's going this morning. Okay, so I was planning on sitting back this morning until we worked this out. So we still haven't taken a difficulty. So my brother just informed me that I am rolling, but it's only allowing one of the hosts to sign in. So until we get the brother signed in as a guest or something here, I'm just going to go on and click on the lights because I was going to allow the brother to really flow this morning because, as I said, I'm in vacation mode with the family. But we are all family and extended family, so I am going to share my my little reservoir of wealth that I have with the family so we can proceed. And I'm trying to make something of this day. So a lot of our focus is on we have different forums here with the morning drip. So, you know, we bring you news. You know, we bring you things that's affecting our community, especially. And what we're trying to do is just teach right now the understanding of who we are and what nationality is, because everybody in the world has that, except the Negro, the black, colored African-American. This person to keep changing all the time, keep changing. So I just trying to get at want the family to get an understanding of that. You know, a German Shepherd born in America is a German Shepherd. A German Shepherd born in China is a German Shepherd. Got a pedigree, got a bloodline. So why we keep changing is because it has to do with a political status that we're under that we don't know nothing about because we was never educated and we was trained. Now, that's just some of the things we talk about. Brother Jabbar has his issues with Afrocentric Development Corp that he's working on, and the health organization. We have a health organization helping Earth Acquire Life to Humanity, doing work in the communities and giving back, helping. So it's a lot of stuff to be done out there for the family, for us to move closer to community, which is common unity. And a lot of that has to do with shaking off what's happened to us in our sojourn, and a lot of the false information that's been fed to us. You know, we've been made into niggas, and I don't use that word, you know, but I understand what it is. I understand where it comes from, but that's what we have been made. We on autopilot. We black. If you look at the definition of black, we blacked out. We blacked out in life. You know, we everything negative, bad. So your history's been erased. So you don't even know who you are. So you're walking around here, educated fool. We got educated fools walking around, think they know something and don't know nothing. Man, you're an artificial person, man. You're just like the movie Ted. Everybody out there, y'all watch that movie Ted? Ted was talking about you. That's what the movie was about. Yeah, Ted was a little doll. Man, he was running around here shaking his wee-wee and shit like he was real. And they said, Ted ass down. Let Ted know, according to the law. It's about the law. Sorry, Ted. Yeah, he's an artificial person. It was the 14th Amendment. That was all about you. They laughed at you, the little brown bear. Ted too. Wow. You know, so many places I see over the years, you know, where stuff was thrown in our face. You know, I watched the Eddie Murphy. I remember young watching Trading Places. I never understood it. I just seen that Eddie Murphy was a bum on the street. Next thing you know, he was in the mansion living in the house. Yeah, but when I got older and watched old Wilford and them sitting in front of their fireplace making an agreement for a dollar for for tax implications. Yeah, you know, and they show how, you know, if a person was put in the right situation or the wrong situation, they could thrive or not. And they took the old, you know, European out the house, threw him out, set him up, and put Eddie in the house. Eddie thrived better than them. Dude told you, I told you so. But it just shows you that. It shows you what they already know. You feel me? We just sitting around being fools. You feel me? So that's what we're trying to work on, family. Trying to understand. And, like, my level, like, everybody brings different degrees with science and mathematics. You feel me? My degree is it. I studied, you know, the Constitution. You know, I understand that this is the constitutional fold, that all nations have constitutions. So if you're a constitution, you don't have a constitution, then it's more than likely you're not a nation and you're being governed by somebody else, which brings us to our state of affairs. So the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. So why are they not teaching this in education? Why is this not taught in the public schools? Yeah, because the public schools is set up for just what it's set up for. Right. Why would they want to fix something that's not broke? It's not broken. The system is set up just right. It ushers you to the lifestyle that they want you to have. So, oh, yeah, why would they change it? See, this is what self-governance is. Self-governance is what you do for self. You waiting on somebody to help you. The same person is going to have their foot on your throat and on your foremothers and fathers' throats for all these centuries, because there's only two orders in the whole world, two world orders. Well, hell, what you waiting on? It's like waiting on Congress to pass a law, get you out of jail. Nah, they're the ones putting the law to keep your black ass black. So the thing about it is waking up, understanding that you're not black. You come from a people with an illustrious history. Yeah, you come from a people with an illustrious history that can't be duplicated or imitated unless it's by you. Nobody else could duplicate it or imitate. You hear what I'm saying? Nobody else could replicate that unless it's you. You them boys and girls. Yeah, you them people. But y'all, we got to start understanding that. But we turn it on self and kind, because that's what's been fed into you. So it's a document out there that you could go read, and it would enlighten you, because it's going to light your spirit up, and you're going to know it's talking about the self if you're true indeed. And it's called The Making of a Slave, the Willie Lynch Letter. It's a little bitty pamphlet. It's probably 20 pages. You can read it, boom, in a blink of an eye. And if you don't know that that's you, and if you can't go inside your own spirit and your own self and see that that's you and what they did to you, they're going to tell you. They're going to read the letter to you, tell you how to make a Negro and how to make them a perpetual slave. And look at you. You on autopilot. On go. Around here with your pants hanging down, sagging, doing everything that they are. They filthy ways. Yeah, you falling after God you don't know nothing of. That's a proper noble Joe Ali said. You calling up the guys of Europe, you know nothing of. My grandma called me last night. My grandma, 86 years old, and she was talking to me, and I was talking to her about getting her under my fold with me. She told me she was listening to Jimmy Swagger or something. She always be telling me about that she listening to. And I just said, okay, grandma, that's what you be on. You know, I don't respect or nothing. And she said, you listen to him? I said, no, ma'am. She said, well, what religion are you? I said, I don't do that, grandma. She said, well, baby, I said, I don't do that, grandma. I don't do religion. Religion is two devices. Yeah, we're supposed to be all one blood, one people, and then it's all divided. Yeah, everything all divisive. So I don't, like I said, I don't have time for discord and that. That ain't, we God. This is peace, love, and harmony. You know, I don't got time for all that, pointing at people and this, and they all got the same books. All them people funking and fighting, Judaism, Christianity, Muslim, they got the same books, man. Them people brought the same thing. And people funking and fighting. Get out of here. You're supposed to be all Abrahamic brothers. You're supposed to have a covenant not to never war and fight against each other. Get out of here. So, yeah. But just wake up. This thing's telling me I got 60 seconds. So, I guess my show, because my show didn't get broadcast longer. So, it's 8:44 this morning. Well, family, listen. We're going to catch up. I don't know what they're doing. They're cutting me off in 60 seconds here. But we will be back again. We're going to do another show tomorrow. So, we're going to get the brother in. And peace and love to y'all. Just want to enlighten y'all this morning. We got to wake up, get under the constitutional fold, and understand that we are a nation of people, and unify and nationalize our resources, because we are at home, and that's how that is. And I talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace and love. Also, we got the call line for you guys is to start calling in is 914-205-5502. That's 914 205-5502. I know some of y'all have been trying to call in, and we'll get all that up and running for all our supporters out there so we can chop it up with y'all and network and build this Lego block up, right? So y'all be blessed, and we will adjourn again in due time. Peace.